So I'm just going to invite you to come into a comfortable posture. You can let the feet be flat on the ground. Let go of whatever you might be holding. And take a moment to just notice your posture. And if it's straight, relaxed. Notice where you've placed your hands, what you've chosen. So see if you can let the hands be loose and open. And then for the first few moments, just taking a nice deep breath in into the body and a very slow, purposeful exhale. Couple of rounds of these on your own, just gathering your focus. Gathering your focus right here at the breath, into your body, into this space, this moment. And see if you can allow this breath to be in some way nurturing, remembering that the breath is life-giving. So imagining that this breath is kind, so that you're literally drinking in kindness, centering, gathering your attention here with kindness. And if you haven't already, you can very gradually start to let the breath just breathe on its own. The body knows how to breathe. And if there's still some control, that's fine. It'll eventually let go. So starting to just notice as you're gathering and focusing your attention, kind of like zooming in the camera lens, starting right at the breath, at the nostrils, the entry point to the body, feeling the flow and sensations here, natural rhythm, natural flow, feeling temperature on the way in and on the way out. So noticing how the breath might be a little cooler on the way in, and it mingles and connects with the body. It might be a little warmer on the way out. So remembering as you're breathing that you're intimate with the breath in this way. You're touching the breath. And the breath is nurturing you and touching back. So maybe resting for a moment your attention on this breath. And again, imagining drinking in kindness, nurturing, calm. Kindness for whatever's here in this moment, not a covering over. So if there's sadness in the body or grief, irritation, anger, let this breath be kindly holding it. Feeling the expansion, contraction. And then widening the lens of your awareness now to include the breath in the throat. So nostrils, throat, and back. Maybe sensing new sensations here in the throat. Maybe coolness. Flow. And then like a stream moves into a river, into a lake, can you now expand your awareness of the breath from the nostrils, throat, into the chest area? So really sensing the rise and fall of the rib cage, front, side, back rib cage, nurturing breath filling this area of the body. And then moving your attention now even deeper into the body, into the ocean of the belly, to really sensing the breath coming all the way down into the belly. It might be very subtle. Can you see if you can allow the breath to be received into a softening belly? So you might notice any tension here, holding. See if you can invite a loosening, letting go, opening space here. Almost like a 2-year-old's belly, undefended, open. And then maybe getting a sense of the full breath, the full movement in the body from the nostrils, throat, chest, belly, and back, like you're riding the waves of the ocean. It may be possible to even get a sense of the whole body breathing, expanding, contracting, opening. Really connecting with this natural rhythm, just like waves in the ocean, wind through the trees, just the body breathing. And then along this path of the breath, see if you can locate a place along the breath that feels the most comfortable, the most like home, the most natural place for your attention to land. So this could be the nostrils, throat, chest, belly, maybe the full breath. You can decide. And once you've located that place, that home base, allow this to be your anchor, your place of focus, to bring you back home to the present moment. Each time you discover that it's wandered, just come home to the body, to the breath. And from this anchor in the breath, you might expand your awareness now, opening the lens of your awareness to investigate other parts of the body and inviting a letting go, loosening, melting, unfolding, letting go of whatever's not needed. So you might start at the top of the head, sides, back of the head, maybe imagining that the skin on the head is loosening, letting go. Allowing the forehead to be smooth, cloudless. Noticing the eyes in their sockets. And can you let go of any expression in the eyes, any holding, just letting it melt? Noticing all the little muscles in the face, just letting it drop, no expression or mask needed. You might loosen the teeth slightly so the jaw can relax. And sensing the breath here. Moving your attention now into the neck and shoulders. And again, just inviting kindness here with the breath. Bringing a kind attention to the shoulders. And you might imagine filling the shoulders with your awareness, just as you might fill a dry sponge with water, letting there be space. Sensing the hands and whatever the hands are touching, fabric, air, one another. Sensing the weight of the hands and deeply letting go, even from the center of the palms. You might even imagine all the things you've been holding mentally just dropping. That word drop, letting go. Still breathing. Noticing the feet, whatever the feet are touching, shoes, floor, air. And can you sense right from the feet your connection to the earth, to one another? Almost like you had roots that went all the way to the center of the earth. And holding you here in the earth and connecting you to each other, sensing your belonging. Deep, true belonging. Sensing your sit bones and the weight of your body being supported and held by the chair, by the earth. Again, feeling grounded, really held by the earth, which has always held you. Letting yourself let go a little more into the support of the earth. It's right here. So can you let go a little more? You might sense the whole length of the spine from the sit bones rising up the top of the head as if it were a stem of a flower. Reaching up, noticing the aliveness, the fluid nature of the spine. So really sensing your aliveness here, the fluid nature of the body, constant change. The body breathing, expanding, contracting, heart beating. You might take a moment to notice the heart area in the heart. And pay attention to whatever's here in the heart with kindness. Again, noticing the change and flow. Then you might, from this place of presence in the body, you might expand your attention now out, opening the lens to include the whole space of the room. So sensing sound, temperature, sound even beyond the room. And again, paying attention to change. The sound is impersonal, it's just happening, and it constantly changes, just comes and goes. So can you open to that? So when thought also naturally arises in the mind, no need to push it away, judge it, change it, fix it, ruminate, chew on it. You're just from this place of presence, noticing thinking as it arises naturally in the mind. You might label it thinking. And coming back home to the breath, this moment, this new breath, no struggle, very gentle. You might do this hundreds of times and it's okay. Just noticing whatever's flowing through your awareness. Can you be open to all of it? Identifying more with the awareness that's simply observing than the self that's observing. Just this sensation, this sound, this breath, this thought. Whenever you notice that the mind has wandered or tightened with thinking, just invite another letting go, or relaxing, sinking deeper into stillness, into the body, beginning again. You might even imagine that this presence that is all around you is a field of well-being. You're surrounded by kindness, and you're breathing in kindness. And sometimes it's helpful to just place a very slight smile at the corner of the lips and the eyes as a way of inviting kindness and relaxation, a way of re-relaxing the body. During the last minute or so of the sit, just going to invite those of you who would like to place one hand on the heart. You can also place one hand on the belly. And just breathe into your fingers. And see if you can offer yourself kindness right from your own hand into your heart, into your body as a way of holding yourself. With the intention of holding whatever arises in this moment, in the next, with great kindness and allowing. Kindness starts with ourselves. So see if you can offer this to yourself. And you might even think of these words to yourself. May I nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in my life. May I be secure and grounded. May I be happily and successfully contributing. May I be kind and compassionate to myself as well as to others. May I be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. Staying with your heart, you might now extend that circle of care out to each one of us here in the Sangha that's come to practice together tonight, holding each one of us in your heart. And you might say these words. May you nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in your life. May you be secure and grounded. May you be happily and successfully contributing. May you be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as to others. May you be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. So still breathing, staying with the heart. You might now extend that circle of care to include all of us here in the DC area and beyond, all of us in the United States, and then all sentient beings all over the planet, all of us, no exception, including those that fly in the sky, swim in the ocean, crawl on the earth and are planted on the earth, all of us. May we all nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in our lives. May we all be secure and grounded. May we all be happily and successfully contributing. May we all be kind and compassionate to ourselves and to each other. May we all, including this beautiful planet, be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. May the fruits of our practice benefit all beings everywhere, without exception. May it be so. Namaste.
The teaching you have received has been freely offered. If you would like to contact the Insight Meditation Community of Washington to make a donation or to learn more about our programs, please visit our website at www.imcw.org.